going to rest.
I'm sorry?
Going to rest. I get it.
He's done what?
They're going to rest.
Okay. You might say he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he died.
Crow.
Okay. What do you call a place where people are buried?
Grave.
Right,
or cemetery?
Yeah. And the box they're buried in?
Coffin.
And the ceremony at the burial is called a?
Funeral.
Okay, and if people are dressed in black, you say they are in?
Mourning.
And the name of the guy who works at the funeral home?
Undertaker.
And the vehicle that carries the body?
Hearse.
And if the body is not buried underground, you might say it's buried in a?
Mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's that word again? Wait till the party's over.
A mausoleum?
I think so, yeah. Okay. If somebody's troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right, don't?
Worry.
Okay. What do you call a disease of the joints?
Disease of the joints?
Where it's stiff, it's hard to move. Older people.
Arthritis?
All right. And is there
something? Bursitis?
Okay, how about something that begins with R?
Rheumatism.
Okay. There's a disease that you hardly ever hear of now because they have shots for it. But children, probably when you were growing up, used to get it in their throats.
Throat. Throat.
That's not it, though. That's a different one. Begins with D.
Diphtheria.
Yeah. All right, what about the disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Fever.
Yellow
fever.
Begins with J.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay, which is, wait till the buzz of I see. All right.
Yellow jaundice.
Thank you. Well, you know how it is. We gotta hear it perfect.
That's okay.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Did you ever used to hear that called cramp colic?
No, I
didn't. If you should eat something that didn't agree with you and it comes back up?
You would. Bam.
All right, are there any other words for that?
Throw up.
Anything else?
Puke.
Okay, anything else? All right, well, which is more crude, vomit or throw up? I mean, if you had to say one in polite company, would you choose throw up?
I say throw up.
Okay. If a person did throw up, you'd say he was sick?
Sick to stomach. You know what you mean?
Yes, but wait till the car's gonna buy again. Okay.
He was sick at the stomach.
All right. If a boy meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, you might say, may I
escort you home or take you home?
Or carry you home?
No, I wouldn't say carry.
You wouldn't say carry?
I wouldn't pick up. That sounds like you want to pick up.
You're right, yeah. Okay.
What about I say, let me tote you home?
Now, that would mean pick you, for sure.
Okay.
Okay. If they're spending a lot of time with each other, what would you say they're doing?
Going steady.
All right. Any other words for that?
Are they caught?
Uh-huh. That's an old-fashioned word, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And let's see. There's another word for it. I've heard my wife's sister say it. They spoke.
Oh, yeah.
That way back in, I guess, 4 hours long, maybe.
Now is,
but that's sparking that you'd call it.
Sparking is an older word than courting?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and how would they, what would they call him? Her what?
Her beau, her boyfriend.
Anything else?
That's her date.
All right. And what would she be called?
That's his girlfriend.
Other words?
That's his fiance.
Okay. Steady, maybe?
Yeah, you could say that's a steady girl.
Okay. If he asked her to marry him and she didn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Reject.
All right, any other words for that?
Turned him down.
Any expressions, like gave him the X?
She dropped him like a hot potato.
All right, any others?
She cut him off.
Okay. Now, if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got...
married.
Any humorous ways of saying that?
Ran when it got hooked.
Okay, any other ways?
Yeah. She cut her throat.
This is an old-fashioned custom. I don't think they do it anymore. But it used to be after a wedding that maybe the groom's friends might come to where the bride and groom were living and make a lot of noise, set off firecrackers and beat on dish pans and stuff. You ever heard of that?
No.
Ever heard of a shivery?
No.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
Speaking of that, I don't really throw rice anymore either, do they? What? I haven't seen it in years.
I've had two weddings and they didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't see them throwing no rice.
Okay, there used to be. There used to be an old Alka-Seltzer commercial. I can't believe I ate the
whole thing.